You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here to talk about Celebration 2020. Welcome to the show. We've got Kathy Dye on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Donald Gregory is here. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
And Carmelita Estrada. Hi, Carmelita.
Hello.
Hi, thank you all so much for joining me today. I am really excited to hear about what's on the agenda for Celebration. I know it wasn't the celebration we were all hoping for, but I think it's going to be a very good celebration anyway. So before we get into what we're going to be laying out today, I just wanted to give you each a chance to introduce yourselves, beginning with Kathy Dye.
Hello, I've worked in with the media department at Sea Alaska Heritage since 2002. So this is my 10th celebration, and my work on celebration really just has anything to do with media.
Okay, 10th celebration—that's kind of a milestone. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Next, Carmelita Estrada. Hello.
Hi, my name's Carmelita Estrada. I have been working at Sea Alaska Heritage for about 13 years. I'm an operations officer, but I also get the lucky job of being celebration coordinator.
Oh, wow, that's a big job.
It's a labor of love.
And Donald Gregory, would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Donald Gregory. I work here at Sea Alaska Heritage as the facilities coordinator during celebration. A lot of times I'll help facilitate over at the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall, but this year I've been working a lot on the artwork and just other jobs, where awards that we were giving out, so that's my role this year.
Okay, I look forward to hearing more about that, about all of your roles in celebration. So let's get into it. And for those who don't know, Celebration has been moved to a virtual format this year. But if there's anyone who is who's never experienced a celebration at all before, what is Celebration? I will start with you, Carmelita.
Sure. So for those who aren't familiar with what Celebration is our biennial festival, and that's the Alaska Heritage Institute's biannual festival of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures. And we normally hold it every even year, so it would have been held this week, either the first or second week of June. The first one was held back in 1982 with only a couple hundred people, and it's really grown since then, and it's now considered one of the biggest Alaska Native events in the state. And in a nutshell, it's basically just a four-day event and nearly 50 dance groups coming together for dancing, performances, a parade, artist market, juried art show, fashion shows, toddler regalia review, traditional food contests, and just much, much more. We're always adding to it. And it's just coming together to celebrate our culture and who we are.
And Carmelita, what is one or two of the best parts of Celebration, or parts that you look forward to the most each time?
Well, for me, of course, you know, just seeing family and friends from around the region, around the state, from the lower 48, you know, building those fun memories with people you don't otherwise get an opportunity to see, you know, that's always fun. But Celebration to me, I think, and I think for a lot of our people, it's become much, much more than just a festival of dancing. It's really a time for reconnecting, you know, not only with each other, but with our culture, with our history, a time for passing on knowledge. So it's a meaningful time for all of us. Yeah.
Thank you for that. And Kathy, do you have anything to add as far as what is Celebration, or what are some of the parts of it that are especially meaningful to you, or the parts that you look forward to the most?
I think, you know, Grand Entrance is probably a very powerful part of Celebration, because you have so many people from all three tribes coming together under one roof, and there's just so much energy and so much excitement that happens during that time, and I think also during Grand Exit.
And Donald, what about you? What do you look forward to the most about Celebration, or what is one of the most meaningful parts or part of it for you?
Well, for me, I always love to watch Angoon Dance Group, because that's where my family originates, and so I make it a point to be able to get to see them, and then my daughters are dancing in the Kagwantan dance group. So those are the two highlights for me as far as the groups go. And then any of the other big groups I can get a chance to watch is great. I just love to watch the dance groups, especially when they come out with new songs and new dances. And some artists have even, in the dance groups, have challenged each other to come out with new regalia and masks every time. So it's really great to see that. I like to go to the artist market. So I just love Celebration all the way around.
I really wanted to keep the tone of this interview light and positive, but to hear you guys describe your favorite parts and to think about the gatherings and all that we're missing out this year, I have to say there's not a lot of positive spin I can put on that. But I guess we'll just all wait until we can safely gather together again. But to pivot to what we're doing instead, the virtual celebration, there's a lot to look forward to there as well. So what is the virtual celebration going to look like since, of course, COVID has forced the Alaska Heritage to postpone the in-person event? Kathy Dye, let's start with you.
So virtual celebration is going to be a broadcast. It'll stream on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel, and it's going to play on 360 North Television statewide in Alaska. And so that broadcast is going to begin at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, so tomorrow evening. And we'll show grand entrance and dance group performances from Celebration 2018 throughout the broadcast. But we're also going to have a lot of new content because nearly 170 people submitted photos and videos to us to include in the broadcast. So, for example, many of the dance group leaders sent video greetings to us, and so these are going to precede their 2018 performances. On the first day, we'll have Native leaders from Sea Alaska Heritage and Sea Alaska and the city giving new opening comments, and also a tribute to the Tlingit leader, Byron Malott, who passed away last month. Tomorrow, we'll also unveil the winners of our 2020 Juried Art Show and Competition through a new video that will play on the broadcast. We'll also unveil a new online exhibit that's going to showcase all of the art that made it into the show, and that'll include a lot more information about the artists and the jurors. And then we're going to show grand entrance from 2018, and that's going to conclude the broadcast for day one. And I think Carmelita can speak to some of the other new content that we have.
Yeah, please do, Carmelita.
Yeah, so we've been lucky that we've been able to transform some of our regular programming that's been a part of Celebration and move that to a virtual platform. For example, we'll still offer a virtual, a Native artist market in virtual form featuring nearly 20 artists showcasing their work. We'll be broadcasting our virtual toddler regalia review featuring children ages 2 to 5 in their regalia. We'll still have our very popular Indigenous fashion show as well in virtual form. So we've been lucky that a lot of our programming can be modified and transformed to a virtual platform. But it's also given us an opportunity to expand what we're offering as well. This year we'll be incorporating storytelling to the event, which is not something we've been able to have in the past. Featuring a variety of stories and speakers from throughout the state. So that's a component I'm really excited about.
That sounds great. I'm excited about that too. That sounds like it would be a really good, that's a very nice component to add that you can easily move to a virtual platform, or at least I hope fairly easily.
Right.
Yeah. Kathy, do you want to talk about anything else, any other new content that will be incorporated into this year's virtual celebration?
I do, actually. Thanks for asking that. Because another new thing we're doing this year is honoring people of distinction. So three people have been singled out for their outstanding contributions to the Native community. And we've produced videos to show those awards. And then also we're hoping people will continue to send videos to us, greeting viewers. We have information on how they can do that on our homepage at SeaAlaskaHeritage.org. And we're hoping people will just, you know, from now through the end of the event, continue to send those. And we're going to be dropping those into the broadcast. And then the other thing we're asking people to do is send selfies to sellaselfies@sealalaska.com. And we'll be dropping those into the broadcast also and pulling together a photo collage after the event. And you can get that email on our homepage as well.
So there's an interactive element to it as well. That's fantastic. How creative.
And also on our YouTube channel, there's a chat function there. And we're hoping that people will join us there, you know, so everybody can be together watching it, but also talking to each other.
I love that. What are you hoping to see from these submissions? What are you hoping people will send in?
For the individual videos, just greeting viewers, just whatever's on their mind, maybe what they're missing about not being at Celebration, just, you know, things like that.
Yeah. A new piece of artwork was also released to go with Virtual Celebration. I was wondering if you'd want to talk about that and what that means, and maybe we'll start with Donald this time.
Okay. Well, we had to come up with a new theme and a new design for this celebration after the pandemic hit, and the new theme that we came up with is Have Courage. And it on the artwork, it shows a picture of a warrior wearing a war helmet and a face visor or a face shield. And in the background, you'll see there's Devil Club also in there. And the helmet and the visor represents, you know, protection. And Tlingit Haida and Tsim Chien all use this in our history. It talks about the war helmet and protection with the visor. But also the Devil Club in the background is a symbol of our traditional medicine, and it's used for healing. And so that's on our celebration T-shirt this year. And on the back of the T-shirt is all three languages, has the translation of Have Courage. So it's in Tlingit Haida and Tsim Chien.
And were you the designer on that, or was it collaborative?
Actually, it was I did the artwork on it originally, and we have our in-house crew here at the media department that really went above and beyond and got it all put together in a short amount of time with a lot of changes, and I have to give them credit for that. I did the original drawing, and then we just tuned it up from there.
I love the way it sounds. I'll have to go and take a look at it. I wanted to ask all three of you just a little bit about how it felt when you had to make this decision, and then how all these ideas for the virtual celebration came about. How did you guys make these choices, and what was it like for you? What was the process like? Carmelita, we'll start with you as the organizer.
Well, you know, it was definitely a tough decision for our board of trustees to have to postpone the event. And it was a sad feeling, but it was also, you know, we knew it was the right thing. You know, when you think about our vulnerable elders and our vulnerable, you know, villages who come to this event, you know, I thought about my parents who are in Angoon, you know, and I, you know, worry about the health of our people, which comes first and foremost to any event. So, you know, it was a necessary feeling. And then as we got to planning this, you know, we knew that in hard times like these, we still need something positive to look forward to. So we knew we still needed to do something. And so we took a lot of time brainstorming, all of our staff, our president, Rosita Whirl, and KTOO, hats off to them. They've been a really great support with this as well, and giving us ideas. And it's become what it is from that.
We're glad to be a part of it. Kathy, anything to add to what Carmelita has said?
I think we just did some brainstorming and figured out that, you know, we could incorporate the 2018 footage, but a huge driving factor for us, though, was also we wanted to include new content. And so we're just really grateful that so many people, the number is about 170 people, submitted videos and photos. And so we were able to pull together a virtual celebration that we're really happy with. And I would also ditto that because it's going to play on 360 North, and we've been working with KTOO and the crew there, Miko Wilson and Bill Legere and Dave Waters, they're amazing and very talented.
They really are. I work with them a lot. And yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. Donald, what would you add to the process leading up to taking Celebration to a virtual platform?
Well, it was, you know, really disappointing for me. I personally was looking forward to it. Our staff has to work 24/7, it feels like, when we're going through it, but we can reflect afterwards and you know, this is going to be something different. Everybody had duties to start with, and we've been working, you know, 6-8 months out planning, and then all of a sudden the word came that we weren't going to be able to do it, and then we switched over to this virtual Celebration, and then everybody just kind of got their own little jobs as we went along, and it seems like it's getting ready to just smoothly transition into it. So I'm happy that we're doing this part of it, and we're able to produce something for everyone to see.
Well, it sounds like everyone who was involved with it was worked really well together as a team, because I can only imagine how much time it took to make these decisions, how to decide what to do next and when to do it. I'm sure it was quite the process. Kathy, do you think that a lot of this new content would have been incorporated into a celebration as it was originally planned this year?
Well, no, because Celebration is usually a very hands-on event, you know, so everything happens in person. But so the pandemic really forced us to rethink, you know, how we were going to present, you know, a lot of these associated events and, you know, bring some new, fresh content into it. But no, it's usually it's a very different animal, you know, than what it's going to be this year. But, you know, some of the upsides, you know, we're really learning how to do things virtually because none of us really knows how long this is going to go on. So it's been a learning experience.
And that brings me to my next question, which is, what do you think will happen in 2021? Are you guys prepared to talk about anything like that? Kathy, or Carmelita, I'll start with you.
Well, we are currently planning for Celebration 2021 in person. Things are always subject to change, though. So, but as of right now, we are planning for Celebration 2021.
I hope it happens. I really do. And then would it be 2022 for the next one, or would you go on an odd year schedule? Just curious.
You know, we haven't decided that far ahead yet.
Sure.
But, you know, we've been getting that question a lot, but we don't have a definite answer just yet.
Right. Well, we will just wait and see what happens with that. Now, I'd like to ask each of you how you are going to watch Celebration this year. What is your plan? Donald, let's start with you.
Well, I'll probably log in and just watch it from home when I can. And then if I'm here in the building, I'll be watching it here at work.
Yeah. How about you, Kathy? How do you plan on watching?
I'll be watching from home. I'll be working pretty much the entire time and adding content to our Facebook page, and other staff will be adding content to our YouTube channel as the broadcast plays out.
And Carmelita, how about you? Will you have any time to watch, or will you be working the whole time as well?
Well, yeah, a little bit of both. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the whole thing, whether it be at home or at the Walter Sobeloff building. I might go into the building and pull down the big projection screen and watch it from there. I'm not sure yet, but yeah, it'll definitely be half watching, half working.
And how do you hope everyone else will be watching? Have you heard of any watch parties, or, well, I mean, of course, with appropriate physical distancing and with your, you know, with your households and with the people on your Q team, and any fun ideas that have come your way?
I think we really just hope that everybody is going to go to our YouTube channel, you know, and watch it together, because that's, you know, a big part of our goal here is that people can't be together physically, but this is a single place that people can come together and be together and also talk to each other through our chat function.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. That sounds like a fantastic way to watch. Carmelita, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, we just want to encourage everyone to tune in, whether it's on 360 North, whether it's on YouTube. You know, continue to submit your photos. Even if it's during the broadcast, you can submit your photos up until the very last day. Being a virtual event makes us really a lot more reliant on other people to provide us that content, and we wouldn't have been able to make this possible without those 170 new pieces of content we've received. So we really encourage everyone to just continue participating, sending their photos, chatting in the YouTube stream, or just tuning in.
And Donald, anything to add from you?
Oh, I was just hoping that when they got on the YouTube channel, they would post where they were watching, what village they were at. So,
all right.
Challenge out there.
We'll be asking people to do that.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Well, if you're just joining me, you're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with Carmelita Estrada and Kathy Dye and Donald Gregory, and they're all here talking about a virtual celebration, which begins tomorrow. Carmelita, will you give us the details one more time about when it begins and where we can watch?
It begins tomorrow, June 10th, and it runs through June 13th. And you can tune in on television on 360 North, or you can go to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute YouTube channel.
And what time does it begin?
5 p.m.
7 p.m. 7 p.m.
Oh, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. each night?
No, we'll have different start times.
Okay.
But the event will kick off tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Got it. And then run through
Saturday.
All right. Well,
and we also just released our schedule today. So if you go to the Sea Alaska Heritage website, you can see the schedule with the start times for each day as well.
Okay, fantastic.
So go to SeaAlaskaHeritage.org. On our homepage, you can see that.
Thank you. We'll try to get that up on the post for today's episode of Juno Afternoon as well, so folks will have multiple ways to access that. To all three of you, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I'm really happy to hear about some of the positive elements coming out of virtual celebration. And I'm looking forward to watching it myself. And thank you all for the hard work that you did to help get this up and going. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners today? Donald, I'll check in with you first.
Well, one thing I would like to throw out there is our store has those T-shirts available, the new celebration T-shirts. They've sold out a couple times, and they've reordered. So if you're interested, they can get a hold of the Sea Alaska Heritage Store here at the Walter Soboloff Building.
Very cool. I'm glad you mentioned that. Kathy, how about you?
Just to reiterate, I hope people will continue to send selfies and, phone greetings to people. And, we're hoping that we'll get a lot of selfies and we can, after the event, create a photo collage, which will kind of double as a panoramic photo that we normally do.
So just go
to SeaAlaskaHeritage.org to get the information on how you can submit those to us.
What an incredible idea. I love the sound of that. And Carmelita, you get the last word.
I'll just reiterate and repeat what Donald and Kathy said, that we have the amazing artwork that Donald has created. We have those on limited edition T-shirts available through our store. And just to tune in tomorrow, we have, even if you think, oh, I've already seen 2018 celebration, we have a lot of new content. So tune in, check out the schedule on our website, and we look forward to receiving your selfies and chatting with you on YouTube.
Thank you so much. Carmelita Estrada, Kathy Dye, and Donald Gregory telling me all about virtual celebration this year and where you can watch and how you can watch and how you can even interact with it. And I think it all sounds great. Thank you all again so much for your hard work, and I hope you have fun this week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Gunas cheesh.